It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
When you hear Ozzy singing Iron Man, get fired up. It's Neil Greenberg time. Hello, Neil. How do you do, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're good, man.
What's happening, Neil?
Let's start quickly. What kind of an impact do you think DeAndre Hopkins will have for the Chiefs?
I mean, they can't get more undefeated, so I think it gives them just another reliable receiver. It makes them more dangerous. And, you know, with Patrick Mahomes, just obviously giving him more weapons to throw to is better. He had a serious clunker this last week. Somehow the team is still 6-0. And I think, the Chiefs are widely considered one of the best teams in the NFL, and they're getting a superstar receiver. So I think it just helps their floor. You know, I mean, maybe we won't see the top come off for 60 points, but, you know, we're not going to see this team struggle to score points either. So I think it's a smart play for a team that obviously is a Super Bowl contender, and it doesn't seem like the price was too steep.
Now, when you look at him and also Cooper Kupp was out there, who do you think fit them better? Because I know Cooper Kupp runs a lot of intermediate stuff, basically where Kelce works. And I think when you look at D. Hopkins, he's normally on the outside, which allowed Kelce that time inside. Which one would be more analytically correct for them?
Probably getting someone outside to free up Kelce inside, because Kelce's a threat no matter what, right? Like, you know, I know there's a lot of excuses being made for him, and he's obviously in the spotlight for a lot of different reasons aside from football. But if a defense is going to look and say, okay, we have to cover DeAndre Hopkins on the outside and worry about Travis Kelce on the inside, and, oh, by the way, there's one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game that can really just choose where he wants to throw the ball, that's tough. And I think that's really probably what they're going for, just to make as many matchup problems as possible. So I think it'll be interesting. I think that, you know, again, making a dangerous team more dangerous by adding, you know, a 5-time Pro Bowl, 3-time All-Pro receiver just makes a lot of sense to me.
I agree with you. Who knows what they've got left, but if he's got something left, then Mahomes will find it. You know what's funny is you said Mahomes had a bad game until the fourth quarter when they had back-to-back
touchdown
drives where he just made the plays that needed to be made, and it was 25 plays and the clock runs. Like, that team is just a wagon, and we keep talking about all the other teams.
I ask this all the time, and this is a serious question. How many points would Mahomes have to be facing, let's say like halfway through the fourth quarter, deficit-wise, for you to truly believe that the Chiefs are out of it and can't win? Three touchdowns?
I think they need to be down. They need to be down like three touchdowns, two touchdowns and a field goal.
I think you get to 17.
And it has to be late in the damn game for me.
I think you get to 17.
And even then, you're kind of thinking, you know what? I'm pretty sure they're going to lose the game, but I'm not 100% sure they're going to lose the game, because we can see Mahomes and the Chiefs pop off for three touchdowns in you know, 7 minutes or whatever it is. So, it's remarkable to watch. We're lucky. You know, we're lucky to be able to watch this guy play football. He's not even 30 years old yet, and he's one of the best to ever do it. I think that, it makes for an interesting game.
I think people don't give credit to the other side, too, because the defense has to be damn good to get the ball back for them. Just like when Washington scored 35 points in the half or in the quarter, people go, oh, man, offense was cooking. That damn defense was cooking, too, to get the ball back that many times.
Doug's Super Bowl, yeah.
Yes.
All right, we're talking with our friend Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post. You can give him a follow, at N Greenberg. You have updated, every week you do this, but I think you updated it this morning, if I'm correct, playoff projections for every team in the NFL. And on top of that, you've kind of adjusted what is a reasonable win total, what you expect them to land at. Get us up to speed with your Commanders' projections.
So I have Commanders now as a 3 points per game better than an average team. That puts them 10th in the NFL, and I have them winning 11 games this year, which is nuts. Right? Like it's silly, considering that's almost double their win total preseason in terms of the betting markets.
Yes.
But they're 5-2. And the rest of the division isn't that great. Obviously, the quarterback position in terms of Jaden Daniels' injury situation is something to monitor and could drastically change these projections. But I think right now, with 5 wins already banked, and you know, I don't think they have one of the more difficult schedules going forward. It certainly looks like they are in the driver's seat to win the division at the very least. But I think a double-digit win season is well within reach.
Have they impressed you more than you ever thought or could have imagined?
Didn't you have a ticket on them to win 11?
In terms of getting over 7 wins, I did not think that they would be contending for the division this early in the season and this significantly, right? Like, you know, I just didn't think that it was possible to get to this point. But, you know, Dallas in particular being as underwhelming as they are this year, I think was what unlocked the whole thing. And, you know, if not for preseason expectations for Philadelphia, I think the outlook for Washington would be even more optimistic. But because Philadelphia was considered to be such a strong Super Bowl contender preseason, you know, that's still going to be baked into a lot of the power rankings that are, you know, based on analytics. But, it's a remarkable season for so much change everywhere in the organization. But, you know, it was a possibility, and we're seeing that possibility kind of play out in front of us.
Do I recall correctly, didn't you have a little cash, a little ticket on like an alt win total for Washington?
I did,
like
9.5
12
wins, yeah.
Or something? Okay,
yeah,
what did that?
Half, over 9.5 wins, because, you know, as I spoke
what
about
that
at the
pay?
Time. I'm sorry?
What can or will that pay?
I don't know. I think it was like plus 180 or something.
But they don't let you bet much, right?
No, I don't get to bet much anyway. But just looking at,
so
you know, again, like the downside was so... You know, what was the downside? Like 3 wins? Like the worst team? Like they're not Carolina Panthers bad. So, you know, you can't expect like a 2-win season. And most teams that aren't good in the NFL win, what, 3 or 4 games at least. So it just made more sense to bet optimistically because the market was, you know, leaning more pessimistically. And that's really how you want to attack these win total markets, especially the alt win totals, is at what we call the tails, right? Like the extreme sides of bad or good. And it just made a lot of sense to me that Washington had more upside than they did downside.
So, Neil, people, like when you look at the game last week, how the defense performed against South Carolina, is there numbers that tell you, like, we know Carolina's bad, and I know I hear people, well, it was Carolina, but the way that they handled them, you know, does it show anything of their improvement on the defensive side for the Commanders?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've seen bad teams give up a lot of points to other bad teams, right? Like that, you know, we've always said that good teams don't just win, like they blow the doors off of teams, and especially the bad teams, and that's, you know, that's what Washington's doing right now. I think even after, you know, you adjust the final score for you know, success rates and turnovers and third down and everything like that, you know, it still probably should have been a 2-touchdown win, which is significant in the NFL because of how much parity there is. So, yeah, I do think that, you know, Washington being able to hold any NFL team to 7 points is notable. And, you know, we've seen a lot of bad teams score a lot of points at various times. So the fact that Washington is winning, but now they're winning convincingly, I think is really the key to all this. It's not just squeaking by wins. It's, you know, beating, you know, teams, you know, 42-14, 34-13, 40-7. That's, I mean, and only losing to a team like Baltimore by 7, which they might have been able to win that game, is kind of where we're at there. So, yeah, pour on the points. You know, prevent the other team from doing much of anything, even if they're bad teams. You know, that's what the NFL is all about.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, so Greenberg's metrics now have them as an 11-win team, 84% to make the playoffs, 54% to win the division, a 14% chance of being the one seed, which means a bye, even a 5% chance of winning the Super Bowl, which is pretty damn remarkable. Shout out to Akeem.
I would take it.
Akeem Smith in the chat did remind me of something. B. Mitch has said if they win 11 games that you'll wear a tutu and pom-poms.
Whoa.
Hey, I'm just saying, neither of us had thought about that in a very long time.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, Lord.
But just,
you got to find that, Jeff. If y'all don't find it, I didn't say it.
Just,
you need a receipt something. On that one.
That's yeah.
Hey, if y'all don't find it, I didn't say it.
Just something to keep in mind.
Man, God, but, you got a damn sense of humor, don't you?
I wonder if I can put a emoticon in the actual projections thing. I'll have to talk to my graphic guy about that.
But Greenberg, last week we found ourselves at a statistical crossroads, perhaps.
Yeah,
where you're telling us how much positive momentum the Commanders have, but you had them 18th in your power rankings.
Yeah, where but again, we, my power this thing rankings at now? Aren't they're not linear, right? Like that's the important thing to keep in mind. Like they're not linear. So like the difference between, like, let's say 13th and 18th could be pretty small. And these obviously get adjusted. They get adjusted based on who you beat, by how much you beat, how much they, you know, your opponents get beaten by who and by how much, and, you know, what the future looks like and everything. And, you know, we kind of phase out older results, and we look more towards what's going on in the present and what we think is going to happen. So, yeah, I mean, this is, you know, as I said earlier, it's not an exact science. There's some art to it. You know, how much do you phase out the preseason? When? You know, these are all questions like, you know, the analytic community has been talking about for a while, because everyone does it differently. But yeah, I think now, you know, the projections have caught up with the perception of reality. You know, you have Kansas City at the top, you have Detroit near the top, you have Carolina and New England near the bottom, and then, you know, you have Washington in the top third. The only metric I'm concerned about now is the Bears as also like a top 10 team. They've also been winning, but their strength of schedule is a little bit soft. So I'm curious to see how that shakes out. But, yeah, I mean, I'm happy with the way things are going. And, you know, I think the Commanders are probably reflecting, based on, the upcoming injury reports, that, you know, where they belong in the NFL right now.
All right. Speaking of the upcoming injury reports, we obviously have this Jaden Daniels rib situation. Shout out to Lamphill or Cody. Whoever's running the B. Mitch and Finley Twitter account has already found the Photoshop picture of B. Mitch in the tutu and pom-poms and just tweeted out, Neil Greenberg projects.
That may be all y'all get.
That is a subplot to watch for sure. We don't know. It's a rib injury. It could just be a pain threshold thing. What do you make of it? What do you think the impact is this weekend specifically?
Well, the betting markets are all over the place because no one really knows like what to expect of this team if Jaden Daniels isn't the quarterback. I don't think the drop off for one game is going to be like that significant. I think that they've had plenty of time to game plan for it. I think as of right now, the play callers, as I said last week, deserve the benefit of the doubt. They've had plenty of time. They know their personnel very well. I think that they're going to be fine against a Bears team, which I don't believe is very good. So I think the short term is going to be fine. The long term has always been an issue, and I kind of talked about that as the almost like the more important plot of the season, which is keep Jaden Daniels healthy.
Yeah.
You know, if he misses one game, there are plenty of quarterbacks that miss a game. I'm not really worried about that. It's just more of a long term situation. It doesn't sound like it's going to be a long term situation, so I guess that's positive news. But look, if you're going to miss a game, having it be against the Bears is not the worst thing in the world. At home,
Watching B-Rob come into the game last week and his effectiveness, and that offense works. I mean, Jaden wasn't, but Mariota had, a damn good game as well. How important is he to the success of this offense? I know we talk about Jaden, we talk about passing, but when he's running the ball like he runs it, this team looks way better.
Yeah, I mean, it's important, and we're seeing the running game become more important to NFL offenses, and you know, it's been on the downturn for quite a while. And that's not to say, like, running backs are now the end-all, be-all. But, you know, again, when you're an NFL defense and you have to worry about a guy like Jaden Daniels throwing the ball and running the ball, and then you have another rusher like Brian Robinson who can be very good at running the ball, and even Austin Ekeler out of the backfield and, you know, all that kind of stuff like that. That is why I think defenses are having so much problems because it becomes too difficult to worry about legitimate tertiary options like Brian Robinson, and it just makes it more difficult. And then if he's any sort of efficient, you know, running the ball, that converts down series and you get more bites of the apple, and you just get to do your thing for longer. So, yeah, I think every ingredient is important. I think the sum of this thing is greater than the parts, right? Like if Brian Robinson went someplace else, not quite sure he'd have as much success. Same with Jaden Daniels. Same with Terry McLaurin, Austin Ekeler. Like I think all these offensive pieces are put together in a way that is working. And you can tinker with one or two, but I think every part of it is important because the defense literally has to account for all of it. They can't just single in on one key component of it.
I agree. And I think Cliff is pulling all the levers at the right times, man. I mean, I don't know if you watched, Jay Gruden did this film series back from the Ravens game where there was this like inside design run and Jaden rolled to the right and the film was, he said, he's like, why? He's like, this is going back whenever that was, 3 weeks ago. He's like, you're going to see this again because look how much space there is for Jaden. If mm-hmm. he keeps it, sure enough, he that's the first play of the game. I'm with you, I think.
Every time I see him like give it and keep going, I'm like, oh, Lord, they're going to come back on that one.
Well, and I think, you know, we're not trying to minimize the rib injury. Obviously, that's a factor, but it also seems fairly minimal. Like maybe misses Chicago. I think that is on the table, but it's not a long term thing. Most quarterbacks don't play 17 anyway. How much, if any, we've heard the thing about Cliff's offenses start hot and then the league catches up. I don't think that's the case. I think Cliff has evolved, and they have a ton of other offensive coaches on the staff with major experience. Anthony Lynn at the top of that list. But how much stock do you put into that?
I put in none because this offense so far has been good at being deceptive, and that's the key. Yeah. Like, if you were going to tell me that they were being, you know, it was always Jaden Daniels to McLaurin, like Jaden Daniels to McLaurin for 50-yard chunks, like, if you told me there was one part of the offense that was doing carrying most of the work, then yeah, the defenses are definitely gonna probably figure it out. But the defenses, I don't think, know what the team is going to be doing, and that makes it almost impossible to catch up, right? Like, you have to just be lucky every time, and I think that's. You know, we're too quick to say, well, you know, Kingsbury's offenses have always started off hot and fizzled, so they're always going to, you know, go hot and fizzled. But he was also the head coach at the time, right? Like, now his whole purpose is keeping this offensive juggernaut, and it is a juggernaut, which is weird to say, like, the momentum going. And, again, he deserves the benefit of the doubt, and I think it's going to be fine. I don't think that this is an offense that you can figure out, you know, in the first half of the season and in the second half of the season, the wheel's going to come off, assuming everyone's healthy. I just think there's too much deception going on. There's too many components you have to worry about. I don't see it. And a lot of people go broke betting on the contrary, but I think this offense is going to be fine. Now, maybe it won't be historically great the whole season, but it doesn't need to be. It just needs to be very good, and I think that it definitely has the ability to be very good throughout the season.
One word answer, Wiz, win total. I saw it at 20 wins. Over.
I don't bet over on teams that don't want to win. Now, they may not say they don't want to win. They may not say that they're trying to lose. But it makes no sense for the Wizards to be competitive in any way, shape, or form, because all that does is hurt their future. So I just never bet the over on teams that have no interest in winning.
Great hit, very bad at a one-word answer. Thank you for your time.
Don't tell me to ask you questions like that, Neil.
See you, Greenberg.
Yeah, bye, bro. I know.
We got to go. That's our friend, Neil Greenberg. Give him a follow, at N Greenberg. Trade deadline's creeping up. Trades are heating up. Who should be buyers by next week?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
You gotta take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.